Judith Jamison was a pillar of the dance world. Not only was she a dance star herself, she also spent decades as the artistic director of the famed Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. She died on Saturday at age 81. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Cry is a 17-minute solo dance piece. It opens on this Alice Coltrane song you're hearing now. You see a figure dressed in white, holding a scarf, running through a gamut of emotions. It was composed by Alvin Ailey specifically for Judith Jamison, and it's the piece she's most known for. Here's Jamison talking about it to NPR in 2008.
It was about a journey of one person that anyone could understand.
Ailey dedicated Cry to, quote, all black women everywhere, especially our mothers. But Jamison said she didn't know that when she performed it for the first time in 1971. Instead, she was focused on communicating something inherent in all of us.
It had nothing to do with how high I was raised in my legs or how many pirouettes I was doing or any of that. It had to do with inner self, and it had to do with vulnerability. And being able to share that vulnerability and for you to recognize it as something human.
Judith Jamison was born in 1943 in Philadelphia, and her family took advantage of every bit of culture the city had to offer. They went on family trips to museums, zoos, theaters, operas. When she was six, she started taking dance lessons. In 1972, she told NPR that even as a kid, she was always tall. And for some dancers, that's a liability. But not for Jamison.
There's a tendency in tall people, you know, to schlunk, to kind of be round-shouldered, especially women. I don't know what it is, but I never really had that problem. But in class, I always felt, you know, I was already up there. You know, I didn't have to reach, you know, higher and higher and higher and pull the body out more because I was already tall.
Jamison joined the famed Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater in 1965, and there she became a star, performing all around the world. She left briefly to start her own dance company, but returned to Alvin Ailey, eventually being handpicked to be his successor. In that 2008 NPR interview, she talked about that moment and how there wasn't any time for self-doubt.
While I'm in the storm, I don't think about the storm. There was no time to go, wow, oh, Alvin wants me to run this company. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do? He passed away December 1st, 1989. What was I supposed to do? You know, there was no time for question. There was time to understand that I was prepared and I prayed a lot and then I went and launched that ship.
And that ship went far further than she'd ever imagined. Under Jamison's leadership, the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater turned into an institution. The company got more popular, it found its footing financially, and in 2005, it opened up a permanent physical space in New York City. Not to belabor the ship metaphor, but for Jamison, the key to keeping an arts organization afloat was the people around it.
There is so much connected to the community and to great performance, which then necessitates stepping onto higher ground. You know what I'm saying? So in stepping to that higher ground, that means you have to include everybody.
Jamison spent decades as the company's artistic director, stepping down in 2011 with full confidence in the company's longevity. That famed piece of hers, Cry, ends on a triumphant note, set to the song Right On, Be Free by the Voices of East Harlem. It's a song about reaching for a better tomorrow, something you could say sums up Jamison's artistic legacy.
High flying bird, fly on.
Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
Mother, save your child.